The lawsuit goes after administrators at the UW-Platteville for the way they divvied up their share of the university's new faculty recruitment and retention fund. The governor and legislature established the $10 million fund in 2007, saying it would help campuses hang on to faculty in high-demand fields. UW-Platteville Foreign Languages Professor Ray Spoto is a past president of the Association of University Professionals. Spoto says he thinks the governor had good intentions when he created the fund, but in practice, Spoto says it's been doled out arbitrarily without faculty input. Spoto says that's unfair, and it drives down the morale of professors who don't get a share.
If we're going to award only people who are quitters, people who are looking for other jobs, how do the people who are doing excellent work and good work and who have been maintaining the UW system for so many years, how will they react to a disincentive type of system that rewards people who only leave or say they can leave or spend their time looking for other jobs?
Spoto's lawsuit focuses specifically on faculty governance rights at his campus, meaning even if he prevails, it won't eliminate the fund. Spoto says either way, he wants to bring more attention to what he calls the fund's abuses. Last year, he asked lawmakers for an audit. Regular reports have shown salaries for UW professors lag those at other schools. The governor's budget for the next 2 years includes no raises for professors, although it would spend another $15 million on the recruitment and retention fund. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.